Now to Dr. Anne Moore, who's a senior lecturer in biochemistry and cell biology at University College Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Moore, and thanks once again for talking to us on the programme. Obviously, very many people are looking forward now to the further relaxation of some of the restrictions around hospitality, the reopening of much of our nighttime economy. It's important that we resume social contact as safely and as soon as possible. But is there a risk associated with this? Are we taking a chance, really, in terms of the impact this might have on the spread of the pandemic?
Well, yes, we are taking a risk with it. The risk increases as we go into environments that have less clean air, and the way we need to keep our air clean is through appropriate ventilation, as well as keeping people away from that air who maybe may have the infection. So the importance of antigen testing needs to be brought to the fore, mm-hmm. as well as what we've been doing all along with masks and social distancing. So if it's a cleaner environment, the risk is less. But, you know, even with vaccination, we can see that globally that these vaccines are great at preventing disease, moderate disease, and ending up in hospital. But they, as time goes by, they don't have as much power at preventing people actually just being infected, not getting severe disease, but getting infected and passing that on to other people. So the vaccine bonus that we had is less of a bonus as time is going on. And I think people need to be aware of that as well.
Just explain what you're talking about there. Why you're saying it's the case that the longer the period since somebody has been fully vaccinated, you're saying the greater the risk that they can pass on the virus.
Exactly. So as time goes by, straight after immunization, you have a very, very strong immune response that over time will just naturally, all vaccines will do this, whereby the immune response will just settle down to kind of a threshold level. And so at the very start, just after vaccination, you're very highly protected, you have a very strong response at even getting infected. But these vaccines aren't made or designed to prevent transmission. So over time, that ability that they have at a community level to decrease the amount of community transmission is decreasing. So it's one of the reasons why we're seeing more transmission in the community, because vaccines, they're not designed to do that. They mm-hmm. did have that effect, and they do very early after vaccination. But as a population, as more of us go further in time from our last vaccination, those vaccines, we have less of that ability to prevent transmission, and virus loads in our nasal cavities are going up slightly, and we're passing it on more.
Even though the vaccine is still in those later stages, offering a good level of protection to the individual against serious disease or illness.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are really good vaccines for that. I mean, ultimately what we need is a vaccine that prevents transmission, similar to what we saw, you know, with polio vaccines. The oral polio vaccine, you know, was so much better at preventing transmission compared to an injected one. So there's still a lot of work to do in making the perfect vaccine. The ones we have are great. Mm-hmm. They're a fantastic ability to keep people out of hospital, but they're not going to prevent transmission in the community, and we need to be aware of that.
So where, Dr. Moore, does that leave us in terms of this whole debate and discussion around booster vaccines, particularly for healthcare workers who one would think are perhaps more exposed to the virus just because of their work setting, and who in turn, I suppose, if they are shedding virus, could put patients at risk?
Yes, well, I mean, a few weeks ago or a month ago, I would have said, you know, let's hold off on boosting people. But again, it comes back to, and we've seen this from Israeli studies as well, if you give that next vaccination, again, you're activating the immune system back up to that very high level, and again, providing that very high level of protection, both to the person, and because they have that high level of immunity at that time, they won't have as much virus in their bodies and are less able to pass it on. So it boosts their immunity to being infected, and it probably decreases the amount that they will pass on to other people. So it kind of reboosts the bonus that we saw early on.
Just a final question, and you mentioned earlier ventilation, clean air. Have we had anything like, do you think, the focus on that that we should have had in the course of this pandemic?
We really need to start focusing on that. I mean, there have been a few people who have been really advocating for better ventilation. I mean, it comes back to we need a holistic approach. We need to take individual responsibility, but we also need to take kind of societal responsibility as well. In every building, you know, everything from nightclubs to workplaces, if we can keep the air clean, we have clean water, you know, sanitation around clean water. Mm-hmm. We need to really start thinking about the same around clean air. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to address the passing on of this virus.